this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Some of the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including some thank yous. Some gifts have come in. One from Katie Mel, which was a complete hot cocoa station, complete with napkins and instructions. I like instructions. That helps. It's like Gavin's mug goes here, Betty's mug goes here, napkins go here, even chocolate spoons for stirring, and some designer cocos. Like there's cocoa mint, which I'm excited to try. Toasted marshmallow,
yeah.
A flavored cocoa. I've never had that before, but that seems like a total win. And then a caramel hot cocoa.
Right.
You say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
I say caramel when it's like to do with like hot chocolate or something like that, but I'll say a caramel macchiato, or I'll say
what caramel.
What if you're eating just a singular?
Caramels.
Okay.
Yeah, those are caramels, not caramels. I don't trust people that call them caramels.
Would you like some caramels?
Don't trust me.
I don't. There's another gift that came in. So Katie Mel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
She always sends great thank gifts you. And then packages them extremely. She wraps the inside of a box, honestly. Like, she goes above and beyond, so thank you. This was an interesting thing. I did not know what this was. I opened it up. And Amanda had sent me a little plaque, and it says, your ability to find the silly and the serious will take you far, which is a fortune from a fortune cookie that I got years ago, and I found really just appropriate for me, hopefully, you know, mm-hmm. And I've kept it in my wallet ever since. I still have it in my wallet to this day, and now it can leave my wallet and hang on a plaque on my wall at work, which was really nice. So,
I like that. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
That was really nice. I appreciate that. Thanks for thinking of us, Amanda and Katie Mel. You guys totally rule. All right, to the stuff we did not get to this day. This was kind of a cool story. There's two teachers, Jesse and Alejandra. They both work in a area of town that is in Dallas, and it is kind of a lower income area, and it's got a big Hispanic population, and they're both Spanish, and they started a nonprofit called Pesos for Oak Cliff, and the word, or maybe it's Pasos, I'm sorry, Pasos, it means steps in their Mexican heritage is what they had said. And so they noticed that kids would come to school. Are you guys familiar with sneakerhead culture at all?
Yeah.
No rock? Okay.
No.
Sneakerhead culture is people that collect sneakers, okay? And they love them, and they spend big money on them. They have conventions every year. There are people that will spend $40,000, $50,000 on shoes. It's a big thing. And it definitely has its own, well, it's kind of like comic book culture, you know? It's got its own thing. I even saw a TV show on it. Believe it or not, I watch TV about everything. There was a series of this guy going to a sneaker event, and he's buying these the shoes from this one guy, and they're up to about negotiating, and they're about $50,000. And then the guy goes, how many need to turn the cameras off? And then they finished negotiating, and he got the shoes or whatever. But he was paying cash It's crazy. And then he designed shoes for other people. Wow. Oh, I know what series it was on. It was on the Jeff Goldblum thing on Disney Plus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was like one of the first episodes, because I didn't watch many after that. It was pretty... Not a great show. But these people realize that to kids, it's a big deal. The right sneaker is a big deal. And they were watching these kids that were from the lower income side of their community kind of be ostracized and made fun of and stuff. And they thought, well, you know, we understand this culture. What can we do? So they started this nonprofit, and they personally are buying like nice shoes for kids, and their favorite are like Nikes. So they're buying them shoes. They're catching them on sale. They're getting other people to donate shoes as well. And so they started this whole thing to give kids a little bit of a dignity and give them something nice that they couldn't afford otherwise, and kind of, you know, help them. I don't want to use the term fit in, because that's like the wrong thing. Like, oh, mm-hmm. we just want to teach kids to fit in and stuff. But you know how it is when you're a kid, when you're on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so they're giving them a treat inside of this just to kind of make their lives a little bit better in the midst of this, you know? And I just thought that was so cool. And you'd love to see like a Nike get a hold of this story and go, we'll give you a ton of shoes.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially ones that are like maybe outdated, or there was just one minor little detail that wasn't good about it.
Do you own any Bombas socks by any chance?
Mm-mm.
Bombas socks are buy a pair of socks, they give them to homeless people. And donate them to people in need. And so it's a buy one, get one kind of thing. Their socks are amazing. And we have a friend, Paul, you know him, he mm-hmm. runs Shower Up, which is a homeless ministry in Tennessee. And they've just moved into Chicago, and they're in multiple cities now across the country. Like he's always been passionate about helping the homeless. And so they have portable shower trucks to give homeless people showers and give them a little bit of dignity inside mm-hmm. of the mess that they're in. And I love what he does. But he had put out there that one of the biggest requests from homeless shelters is socks. And Bombas partnered with him. Bombas was like, we will give you socks. And they've given them thousands of pairs of socks to then pass on to homeless people. It's just a really cool thing.
Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah. It's neat. So I love when companies get involved like that and say, hey, I mm-hmm. want to help out. You know,
yeah, because it makes you want to help them out more.
Yeah. There was a razor company that also gave Paul stuff. Like, he's really good at raising funds and product for things he's passionate about.
He's a good talker.
He's a good man. Like, yeah. And he and his family, his whole family's involved in it. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. Like his girls, he has three girls, they go out, and his wife, they go out like every week and they serve the homeless. Yeah. And they've been doing it since these girls were itty bitty. And it's just been a part of their lives, you know, mm-hmm. and they're going to grow up better because of that mm-hmm. for sure. So mm-hmm. anyway, that's cool. I love seeing people do some good around the holidays. Lady Rock.
So I like my little introduction. So there's a new movie, not a movie. What do you call them? I don't even know.
TV special?
It's about the Beatles on Disney Channel.
Documentary.
There it is.
Thank you.
Got it there.
But it's about the Beatles and the band, not a Beatle bug, but the band.
I don't watch documentaries on Beatles.
Yeah, say bugs are creepy.
But my dad is a huge Beatles fan, and he actually went and got Disney Plus just so he could see this whole thing.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't see Danny Ray getting into the technology like that for the Beatles thing.
I didn't either.
He's like, I'll just wait for it to come out on VHS and then I'll watch it.
Well, he did ask me. He said, do you think they'll put it out on DVD? And I said,
yeah, no, Dad. No one does that anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, someone wrote a couple of life lessons that they learned from watching the documentary. Okay. Now, I haven't seen it, and I will give the information that my dad told me. There is some language in it.
Oh, sure.
So
sure.
Just if you were planning on watching it, you're like, Betty Rock told me. Well, don't blame it on me.
I'm watching
it.
Come here, kids. Betty said this is great.
Right. Yeah. Don't blame it on me.
Because the thing about Disney Plus is, because I have Disney Plus, and you would think that Disney Plus would be a complete safe haven for your kids, but it really isn't.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of stuff on there. And even like in Hamilton, like everyone's so excited about Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hamilton's got some swears. It has the story, the true story of the infidelity, and they deal with that and stuff. And so it's still a good lesson that you have to monitor everything. That's the one advantage to when people support the ministry of YFM is that it is a place where they're not getting that and you don't have to filter stuff out. So we're so thankful for people that get it and allow this to happen.
Wow.
I'm getting ready for support drive next week.
You're like looking for any opportunity. All right. So here are a couple of life lessons that this person who wrote this article, what they learned from watching it. Okay. First is one conversation at a time. Maybe it's because of the editing, but there aren't a lot of scenes where each Beatle member interrupt each other.
Mm.
So they're mostly polite and let each other finish.
That's interesting because you know they were contentious too. And that's like they broke up because of Yoko. And that had to, they're the biggest band in the world and still couldn't keep it together. So you know there had to be some issues.
Another one was, don't be scared to look silly or even stupid. They toss a lot of ideas around, and a lot of them are bad, but some of them end up leading to good things.
That's the thing about like brainstorming, and they say there's no bad ideas. Yeah, there are some, but...
And you won't hear the end of it.
Yeah, but sometimes they're great. Like when Zach worked on the show with us, Zach always tried to do puns and would be... Just
he's
silly.
Still great at
yeah,
it.
He's great at it. But then I would take him saying something offhanded and go, oh, we can totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I was kidding. I'm like, no, it'll work. Watch, here's how we'll do it. And then I'd spin it and we would go do something really dumb, you know, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. And so you're right, like dumb ideas. In radio, especially, the dumber the idea, the better. And the more it resonates. Like we could do some really serious, heartfelt, you know, thing on the show and, you know, you get five calls on it or whatever. We could do something dumb about, tell us the thing your toe got stuck in, and like you said, we'll do it tomorrow, and there'll be 45 calls. You know, I'm telling you, man, the dumb stuff like that, it works.
That's so random.
I know, but it works.
Okay, and then the last one, and this is so important: don't forget to eat. Okay,
what?
There are lots of scenes where the Beatle members, they stop to have tea and toast.
Really?
And sometimes a small break like that lets you shift your focus so new ideas emerge.
Interesting. Because it drives me crazy when you're on task and somebody needs to stop to eat. It drives me nuts. Like Betty, when we traveled to like Africa and things like this, I'm starting to learn, like I have to learn that everybody doesn't function like me and you have to give people that grace. But when Betty gets hungry, she needs to eat now.
Well, and also too, I would like to add on to that when you say not everybody works like you.
Right.
That's to specify that how you work is not healthy either. Because... might I remind you, you just don't stop to the point where you get sick or you vomit or you're so dehydrated that you end up in a hospital.
Right. Those things happen.
So
but,
it's good to stop and take a break.
Well, like my wife is like that. Like for me, when I'm on task, I will just push through till I get to the answer. But other people need to stop and refresh their brain and their mind and eat and things like that.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
No, it is. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying it's a different thing than the way I work, and I didn't understand that for a lot of years because I wanted everyone to work like me. And so I didn't see the value in that stepping away, or I would be frustrated by it. My wife, like okay, for example, I was shopping one day when my daughter was a kid, and I had my daughter with me, and it was about 3 o'clock, and I called my wife, and I said, okay, we're headed home now. We're on our way home. She's like, okay, what did you feed Haley? And I went, we didn't eat. You know, she's like, how did you not feed her? I'm like, we were just busy getting stuff done and we were knocking it out, you know, and she's fine. And and so then we ate when we got home. But like, again, like I get focused like that, but my daughter probably needed to eat.
Well, it's a tunnel vision thing.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
You won't allow for any kind of rest for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you want to get that done. But sometimes it's best, like this person is saying, to step away for a minute, recharge yourself so that you can, at the end of the day, not be so battered and worn.
I think other people think things farther ahead than I do, too. Like, so we were traveling back from Florida just this last weekend, and my wife is already thinking ahead and planning meals, and she's like, okay, now we're going to be on one flight. We're not going to get anything to eat. So in Atlanta, maybe we should get something, but we don't have much time. And she's all, like, thought it all the way through, and I'm just like, oh, for the love, you know? And I'm like, when I get there, if there's something to eat, I'll eat. If there's nothing to eat, then I'll eat when I get home. You know, like, I don't think about things like that to that degree. But she needs to eat or else she gets a headache. And for me, if I don't eat, I just, okay, I don't eat. And I'll eat when I get a chance
to. Get a little grouchy.
Yeah, and I'm always a little grouchy. we were discussing this yesterday, too. Betty Rock was sharing with me about an ID channel thing that she had seen about low testosterone and people taking testosterone could make men angry. Mm-hmm. And that's not my problem, but I have a friend of mine that is that. But it led to another conversation where, if you ever heard of this, people that get concussions, it can radically alter them and they can become angry after their concussion. Have you guys seen this before? Have you heard this?
Like, just have anger issues?
Yes, and like violent acting out.
Do you think that's happening?
Well, I don't know. But we had a kid. We had a kid that was in my daughter's school who was the nicest, sweetest kid ever. He got a massive concussion, and his mom said it changed him radically. And he got really hard to deal with, and it's gotten better now. But it was really bad for years. And then there are football players that have talked about this and stuff. My wife was talking, because I get really frustrated now and angry faster at things. And I'm not violent, but I get really anxious. And I remember when I fell on my mountain bike a while ago and I cracked my helmet. Like, I hit my head so hard I cracked my helmet.
Yeah.
Maybe I had a concussion. Maybe that's why I get frustrated.
No, that's not the reason. No? You're just really...
old.
She's like, it's just you.
And crotchety.
Maybe so. But you earn that right after a point in time. That's, I get older people, they're like, I'm just tired. I'm tired of censoring myself.
What else do I have to do now other than be angry?
Exactly. It's what gets me up in the morning. All right, so... That's what do you got for birthdays?
We've got one. It's from Carrie. Today is Carrie's birthday.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Is it the one I gave you the other day?
No,
you
that's
still have
not
that one?
That's not till tomorrow.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that I hadn't been remiss. Okay,
no,
good.
That's not till tomorrow.
Thank you, Rock.
Carrie said, we said, is there anything we should know about this person? She said, I don't want to brag, so no.
Oh, because it's for herself. Mm-hmm. I think Carrie's amazing. Let me brag on you for a minute.
Go for it.
You're so amazing that you love yourself and you got your own birthday in. And despite the people around you that seemingly aren't going to help you, you are going to rise above and accomplish great things. So there you go, Carrie.
You're an amazing person.
Awesome.
Happy birthday.
All right. Her question is, what is something you own that you have never used?
Hand soap.
Ew.
Why are you like...
Stop.
What about you, Rock?
I've been trying to think of an answer, and I can't think of anything, but I'm sure there's something.
Do you
have
clothes that you have still tags on it that you've never worn?
No.
Because you do like clothes.
Yeah. No.
You haven't bought anything from like ModCloth in a while. For a while, you were buying a lot of stuff from ModCloth.
But then the prices.
Yeah, you started buying from Goodwill.
I did.
You really have upped your Goodwill game.
I went to a store with a friend of mine not that long ago. I forget the name of it. But anyways, I was shocked at the prices on these clothes. Like $60 for a pair of pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you justify that?
Women's clothes, I think, are really crazy, too, because it's like a lighter material a lot of times, and it's smaller, and they're like, oh, this blouse is $120. Like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't... There are a couple of things that I will spend a little bit of money... That it's taken me years to understand spending money on it. I still don't like to pay a lot of money for jeans, but I'll pay more than $19 for them like I used to, because you wear them every day.
Yeah, if you know you're going to wear them a lot, I can,
yeah, I
wear
can get jeans
that.
Every
but
day.
If it's like, I don't know, that's so hard to understand.
Boots is another thing. I wear boots a lot, and I like shoes, but boots, like I'll spend money and buy a good pair of boots that I will have for 5 years or more.
I'll tell you something that I bought and with a gift card that someone gave me. But I've only used it once or twice, and it was expensive.
What was it?
It's one of those bullets, like you put.
Yes, your
in
magic
it.
Bullet.
Yeah, and make like the smoothies and stuff.
She bought the one that has a USB connection.
It has a Bluetooth connection.
Bluetooth, yeah.
Yeah, why? And I have only used it two or three times. The thing is it's hard to clean. It's super heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, super heavy, and it's small, but it's just heavy, and I got over smoothies.
I should have bought that one from you, because I bought Haley one last year.
What?
Yeah, I thought you were still. I even thought I asked you about it, and I thought you were still using it at the time. Maybe
no.
Yeah.
No,
I used it for a week.
If you asked me about it, I would have been like, yes.
Take it from me.
Yeah, I would have bought that from you because it had a Bluetooth reason.
It's super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn it. So too bad I'm not in the mood for one, in the market for one of those.
You could use a Bluetooth smoothie maker.
Why
email
Bluetooth?
Me.
I don't know. What's the Bluetooth function? Did you ever figure that out?
It's able to give you recipes on the app, and it also tells you how much like spinach to put in, how much blueberries or whatever to put in, and then I think you can start it from your phone.
Oh wow!
See, I do kind of like that, but I feel like that's way more useful for, you know, like you guys have your car starters.
Yeah, when you're not next to it. Like if you literally just poured spinach in there, and then you go, "Hang on a second, I got to get my phone out to start it," versus pushing the button on it.
It's not connected.
Well, you do have a point.
Yeah, because you need to be next to it. It's not, that's not the thing you start when you're in the shower.
Listen, I said it was a dumb purchase. I didn't.
Definitely was.
I didn't.
Yeah, they got you with the technology.
That's okay. So funny.
Gavin,
though,
is there anything you have that you haven't used?
I just have this office chair that I was so psyched to get from Facebook Marketplace because I was like, I'm going to sit at a desk at home and be productive at it. But now it's just in the corner of our bedroom because, you know, Haley moves around.
Yeah.
Rooms and all that all the time. And I just do work on the couch most of the time, to be honest. Like, I just end up being comfy and working. So that was, $50 that I was like, oh.
Oh, wow.
There's, no, never sitting in it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait till the price drops to $25 and buy it from you because I need a office chair.
It's not swivelly. So.
Oh, I don't want that. Oh,
yeah, you don't.
Don't you have like an exercise bike or something that y'all didn't use or used maybe a couple of times?
I don't use
mine. I use that for a good month.
Same.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah. I thought I was gonna really do it, and then I'm like, no, I'd much rather go out and actually ride. But I have a lot of used things that I haven't used. Hmm. Like when I'm out, and I'll buy like weird metal brackets and chains and things like that. That I'm like, oh, one day I'll repurpose this into something, mm-hmm. you know. And mm-hmm. so I have a bunch of like metal pieces and parts to things mm-hmm. that I think are cool. But yeah, I've never used them.
That reminds me of something that my mom and I were talking about yesterday. So I usually call my mom on the way home when I leave work here.
I do too. I love
your
mom.
Your mom? No, yeah. Gross. No.
Yeah, you should ask. You
stop.
No, you don't.
I haven't called her.
Anyway, she was asking me about the candles that I bought at Bath & Body Works recently when I was getting them. And I said, yeah, Wally and Gavin give me a hard time about it all the time. And she was like, you know what? Wally's got that whole garage full of tools.
Yeah.
That's his little thing that makes him happy.
Mm-hmm.
So you deserve something that makes you happy.
That's right.
So there. Take that.
Robin, the wisdom of Robin.
I know.
She's a wise woman. They're little nuggets or little eggs of wisdom. She should have Robin's eggs. And it's just a little thing.
Eggs of wisdom by Robin.
Yeah, just a little thing. You crack it open and then you pull it out like a fortune cookie and it's some little homespun wisdom thing. That'd be great.
Oh, the best thing she's ever said was, and this is words of wisdom to live by, should be in a little Robin's egg, but it's like, he messed in his nest. Now he's got a waller in it.
That's it. I love it. See, I would
words
buy that.
Words of wisdom to live by.
Yep. If you could tap the robin's head and an egg comes out of its hiney and then you crack it open, I'm like, you got something there. Etsy, you got it. All right. I think that's going to have to do it for the visuals and for your podcast.
And as always, thanks for being a stinking potty.